Now in its fourth year, the Mazda Blenheim Triathlon has grown dramatically since it started, when just over 2,500 took part. The beautiful palace gardens and parks were the perfect setting, but also provided a genuine test for the professional competitors. Here's organiser Nick Rusling.
This year, for the first time, the Mazda Blenheim Triathlon is part of the British Triathlon Grand Prix, which is a series of six events. The Mazda London Triathlon is also one of them. And so the elite athletes can accumulate points across the series. And at the end of it, we will have a sort of an ultimate champion.
Steve Hayes took the men's honours here, whilst the women's race saw a welcome return to winning ways for former Olympian Jodie Swallow.
It's been really tough over the past couple of years. Injuries and other issues have really brought me down, but it's important for me as a career to start winning races and winning a bit of money and getting myself out and about.
But the heart and soul of the event is the thousands of amateur athletes who take part. Nick Rusling again.
The key to the popularity is that over the weekend here we have people doing sort of half distance events, quarter distance events, and we've also got team relays, which makes it really achievable. So one person can swim, their friend can then cycle, another friend can then run. So you can really get into triathlon at a very achievable and fun level.
And triathlon is a sport for all ages, as highlighted by 78-year-old John Starbrook, the weekend's oldest competitor.
The swimming went well. Cycling is horrendous, but I was all right on the running. It's only the third one we've done, so it's I've always done a bit of sport, so I just enjoy it, you know. We swim 4 days a week in the open water lake, about 6:30 in the morning. Go there and do about a mile a day.
There's a huge charity aspect to the weekend, with thousands of pounds raised by many of the competitors. One of those is Natalie Dunmore.
I'm raising money this year in the Mazda Blenheim Triathlon. I'm raising money for Catherine House Hospice. It's a hospice in Banbury who look after terminally ill patients. My father was actually died in the hospice last October. He had bone cancer. And it's such an amazing environment to be in, both for the person who's ill and for the family, that I think it's just a great cause. And, you know, they need money to keep going, so we're raising money for that.